Let's get our eyes set on heaven, folks. Take one day at a time.
Weary, how beautiful heaven must be.
Yes.
Nikki, testify for us.
Oh, I've never had an experience of going to heaven, but I've had an experience with my Lord where he spoke to me and he told me, brought out all the sin that had accumulated in my life from until I was 33 years old. And oh, what a wonderful night that was when he brought it all out into the light and he said, Nikki, I agreed with him. I said, Lord, you're right. I did those things. And then, oh, the forgiveness and the joy that came into my heart. I tell you, I was in a motel room, and there were helium-colored balloons all over the ceiling of that room. There was so much joy in my heart. That was the vision I had. There was so much joy. And the next day, I had to tell somebody, and I'm still telling them from the age of 33 to 71. And some people listen, and some people don't. And some people say, well, I hope you're right. And I hope they'll find out. I love this old song. I know Jesus holds tomorrow. I don't know.
I don't know.
About tomorrow.
About tomorrow.
I just live.
I just live.
From day to day.
Come on, put your hands together.
Tea.
got Jesus,
but
Nick.
But the one who feeds the sparrow.
Feeds the sparrow.
He's the one.
He's the one.
Who stands by me.
Stands by me.
And the path.
And the path.
Let be my portion.
Be my portion.
Maybe through.
Maybe. Sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I don't know what kind of shape you were in when you got saved, but I was a wretch. And the Lord had to reach way down to the bottom to get me. I had wallowed in the sewer of sin for 43 years. But the Bible says, he who is forgiven much loves much.
And we love him, don't we?
And since that day, and since that hour, I have not ceased to tell people that Jesus saves, the Holy Ghost will baptize you, and that the Father in heaven is going to send his Son back. The second coming of Christ is at hand.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Many things about tomorrow.
But tomorrow
I don't see.
I don't see.
To understand.
To understand.
But I know.
Yes, I know.
He holds tomorrow.
He holds tomorrow.
And I know.
He holds my hand.
Play it now. It, honey. Amen. Give the Lord hand clap of praise. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
You know, Buck, that song reminds me of a little story I heard not too long ago. A fellow was being called by Jesus to go into the mission field. And he said, but Lord, what'll I do? I don't have much money. How will I feed myself? And he was driving along the highway, and suddenly a crow flew overhead and dropped a bagel, and it landed right on his antenna on the car. And the Lord said, you see, I'm still the same God today that I was back when I fed Elijah by a raven. Amen?
Amen.
So we mustn't worry. When worry comes, and it will, when worry comes, we need to go to the Lord and get a view of who he is and what he's able to do. And remember the times in the past when he's brought you through. And that'll help bring you through again with overcoming faith and power. Amen?
I tell you what, God gives us Holy Ghost power.
Yes, he does.
Did y'all hear what I said? God gives us Holy Ghost power. And the Spirit of God is real. And we've got to grab a hold of the things that God has given us to use to fight the devil with. You know, some people say you fight fire with fire. But Jesus said, love your enemy. We want to, we want to get even. And God says that we're supposed to return good and bless those that spitefully use us.
Amen.
And you know, this is a world where people use other people to get what they want. You know, we see that all the time, don't we?
Yes.
People use somebody. We see a lot of marriages that they fail. And you know, we see a lot of people that's living together because they're afraid to get married.
True.
Well, honey, that's just as bad as anything.
Yes.
You know what? You need to understand that if you'll do things God's way, you won't have to reap what you sow. If you sowed, you know, bad seeds before, it's time to start sowing good seeds,
isn't
it?
That's right. Amen.
And there's a song, and I'll get Nikki to get her banjo. There is a way. Jesus said, I am the way.
Amen.
The truth and the life. Yes, Mom. Can somebody else repeat the rest of it? I am the way, the truth, and the life.
No man cometh
to the Father
but by me. You got it.
So, you know what? If I want to go to Chicago, I'm not going to head south from Lake City.
No.
I'm going to have to go north, ain't I?
That's right.
You can't get to heaven any other way.
Have to do it God's way.
Except through Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's what he said.
And you know, there's a lot of people that's got all kinds of different religion. But you know what I've always said about religion? Religion is where you have to be good and do this and do that to get saved.
Right.
A relationship with Jesus, you realize that he paid it all.
Amen.
He's already paid it all. And all we have to do is walk with Jesus.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Hope you enjoy this song. It's called The Glory Land Way.
I'm going to walk with him on that Glory Land Way, huh? Come on along.
Oh, I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. Yes, I'm in the Glory Land. Today, yes, I'm in the Glory Land way.
Oh, I'm in the Glory Land way. I'm in the Glory Land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer for I'm in the Glory Land way.
Oh, yes.
Listen to the call, the gospel call today. Come on, get in the everybody. It's good to hear those peppy, joyful songs, isn't it? Does our soul good.
You know, I've really enjoyed being with y'all this winter. And I tell you what, the time just, it just passes so quick, don't
it? Flies by.
It passes so quick. But I want you to know this, that you'll be in our prayers and you'll be in our hearts every day.
Every day.
Every day. There's not a day that goes by. Nikki will stand right here with me and say, there's not a day that goes by that we don't lift you up in prayer and ask God to help you get the victory throughout the day.
That's right.
You know, we just try to live and worry about too much, and we just need to take each day and take whatever God sends our way. And you know, a lot of times God would just let the old devil mess with us. You know, how many of you know what I'm talking about? Some days it just seems like good days and everything is just so, and then some days it seems like that everything is bothering us. Everything is irritating.
Yes, yes.
Everybody around us is just a bunch of people that getting on our nerves. But you know what? Those are the days that tests us, and we can see who we are.
That's true.
And I tell you, there's so many times that I know that I should have talked different. I should have acted different, and I didn't do it. But when I go to the Lord, He says, you're my child. And He says, now that you see what you've done wrong, He says, I'll make it right for you.
Amen.
So the Lord is on our side. He's not against us. But I tell you, I really cherish the good days. I cherish the days when Nikki and I never have any problems between us. The music does good, and the motorhome runs good. And I might go shopping in the store, and somebody will say, excuse me, please. And they go right in front of me and all that, and they're just as nice. And then there's other days when seems like we just bark at each other. You can go to Walmart and somebody will jump ahead of you in the checkout line. Or you go to pull into a parking place and somebody will run right in there and get right in your parking place. Oh, and you just want to wring their neck like a chicken. Anybody ever wring a chicken's neck? Yes,
Jeffrey.
My mother, when it come time to cook chicken, she'd get out there and she'd get her a couple of chickens and she'd grab that head. She'd go, whoa, whoa. and I'd look in her hand and guess what would be in her hand?
The head.
Old chicken head. But oh, when she would get that water hot and she'd dip it in that hot water and start pulling out them feathers, I knew there was fried chicken going to be on the table that day.
Boy.
Yes, Lord. What a time. What a time. But let's let God do the worrying.
Yes.
And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, call out to God today and just say, Lord, forgive me of my sins and come into my heart.
Amen.
Be willing to let God take control of your life.
Amen.
Because He knows how to do it better than we do.
Yes, Amen. He does. Amen.
We're going to close with the song because we got some special gifts to give out. And I want Nikki to sing an Easter song.
An Easter song.
We got Easter coming up. Yeah. Woo! How many of you ever seen a rabbit lay an egg?
Never. Never.
Well, then how come they're always got eggs in under the chicken basket? I mean, the rabbit basket.
Somebody's imagination.
Well, I tell you why we celebrate Easter as Christians. I love the eggs, and I love the candy. But I love my Savior because He rose from the dead. And He's alive forevermore, isn't He?
Amen.
He's alive forevermore. Oh, praise His holy name. Jesus is alive.
Amen.
You know what? Why don't you turn to somebody and say, Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Nikki's going to sing this beautiful song.
Was it a morning like this? So we want you to imagine what it must have been like the morning that Jesus rose from the dead. Ooh, 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 ooh.
This is our Easter song for you.
Was it a morning like this when the sun still hid from Jerusalem? Mary rose from her bed to tend the Lord she thought was dead. Was it a morning like this when Mary walked down from Jerusalem and two angels stood at the tomb, bearers of news she would hear soon? Did the grass sing? Did the earth rejoice to feel him again?
Alive forevermore.
Forever.
He's the only one. Over 2,000 years ago, they put in a grave. 3 days later, he came out, and he's still alive, and he'll be alive. He defeated death for us.
Yes, he did.
So please, please, we'll be gone till November. Please pray for us.
Yes.
Know that we'll be praying for you. And just take one. Nikki, sing One Day at a Time, would you?
Oh, sure.
Just take One Day at a Time, would you please? And don't worry about the government. Don't let all the stuff on the TV get you down. You know what? If you're watching television and you're seeing all the bickering and all the lying and everything going on, you need to cut that TV off, because you know what? Que sera, sera. What will be.
Amen.
It is what it is. We are in the end times. Our Lord and Savior is coming through the eastern skies, and it's all prophecy in the Bible the Bible prophesied, the Old Testament people prophesied, and John and Paul and John wrote Revelation and said it would be like this right before the return of Jesus.
That's
the
right.
Bible says that it will be like the days of Noah, when people was just doing what they wanted to. They had set God in the back seat or just cast him out forevermore. They did not care about the things of God. And the flood came.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, the rapture of the church is right at hand. And I'm telling you that this earth is going to be destroyed by fire. And I'm telling you, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth for the believers in Christ.
Amen.
And I'm saying this because God wants you to be ready. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be born again of the Spirit of God. And a lot of people said, I'm a good person. And I've helped a lot of people in my lifetime, so I know I'm going to make it into heaven. No, you won't. Not unless you are born again.
That's right.
You've got to repent of your sins, invite Christ in, and you've got to follow him.
That's right.
Jesus died for our sins.
He loves
us. But he rose from the grave to give us eternal life.
Amen.
So we're going to take one day at a time, right?
Yes.
All right, Nikki, let's sing it. What do you say?
Sometimes we take 1 minute at a time. And hang on tight, huh?
Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, it's worse now.